Let's listen to the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come, lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed. Now there was a woman afflicted with a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I could just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt it in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus afterwards, at once aware that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole story. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While she was still speaking, people from the synagogue's official house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue's official and caught sight of the commotion, people were weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and weeping? This child is not dead, but asleep." Then they ridiculed Jesus. Then he put him out. He took along the child's father and mother, those who were with him, and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, child of 12, rose immediately and walked away. At that, they were utterly astounded. He then gave them strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever we take a risk, inevitably, there is always something to gain, or perhaps something to lose. When we choose to risk, it's always a 50-50 chance of filling ourselves up, perhaps, or even having to be emptied out. 50-50, not necessarily the greatest of odds. In today's Gospel from Mark, there are two people who take a very great risk. There's Jairus, and then there's this woman who is hemorrhaging. There's a lot at stake here. Do I bother the teacher? Do I risk losing everything for the sake of gaining? Now, Jairus was a very important synagogue official. His daughter was dying. We know later in the Gospel she eventually dies. What did he have to risk? His reputation, perhaps even his place in the synagogue. For such a man of high esteem, to have to form and the feet of the carpenter's son and beg him to heal his daughter? What if nothing happens? His daughter is still sick, eventually she dies, and he's lost everything. So there's great risk there for him. But the risk is worth it. And then we have the woman who was hemorrhaging. Now it appears from the gospel that the people in the crowd were not aware that she was hemorrhaging. If so, she was in great danger. To hemorrhage would be to pass blood. That made her unclean. If the people knew that she was unclean and she was mixing with the crowd, that would make them unclean if they touched her. She could have even been stoned to death. So there was a risk on her part. So she wanted to do this quietly, drawing no attention to herself. So she just went up in faith. She said, I can just touch Jesus. Touch his cloak, I'll be healed. She was healed. The risk was certainly worth it. But you know, I was thinking, there's a third person in the scripture story that took a risk. Jesus. He took a risk when he put on human flesh. When the Word became flesh to dwell among us. The purpose of Jesus was to become human. That was the risk. So that we could be restored to the kingdom. Jesus was the Redeemer. His whole message was to restore us, the one who restores us to God and to the kingdom. The risk for Jesus was through his torturing, his being nailed to the cross, his crucifixion and death. What if we, his children, did not respond to his act of love? What if we chose not to embrace redemption, the kingdom, life, and decided to choose the things of this world, which would lead us to death? Jesus' joy would not be complete, and neither would ours. There is a risk. Jesus realized that risk. It was worth it. Hence, he was crucified. But do we truly realize the risk that Jesus took? Have we chosen to fulfill Jesus' joy, to embrace redemption? By listening to the gospel, by putting it into action, by being fed frequently with his word and what he brought him down from heaven. Do we choose life or do we choose death? I guess we'll just have to wait until the second coming to answer that question. But I hope for all of us who choose life, we realize this great gift that Jesus has given to all of us. A risk worth taking. Amen.
Amen. Amen.